Carlos Huertas, saved the best till last, I suppose. It's taken a while, but you've got your victory in British Formula 3. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, very happy. Came close a few times, especially last year. I lost two races that I shouldn't have lost. And this year, tough opposition. Came close sometimes, but didn't came. I was amongst the best in the championship. Got the win. I would have wanted more, but it's a learning process, and I'm very happy today.
It looked very close with Kevin as you went through turn one for the first time. Were you determined that you were coming out of that corner in front?
Yeah, I mean, I got a really good start and I had the inside, so the next corner on the place that I was going to favour me into Beckett, so I knew just keep it fair, don't touch, and I'd have gained the place, and I did that, and after was just every lap pushing the maximum, counting down the laps. It was like a long way, but very nice.
I mean, what does the future hold for you now? You've done 3 years now in British Formula 3. What are your plans for next year?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on budget and stuff, but I think I'll move to World Series. The team that helped me are looking into that. That's the realistic option because GP2 is very expensive, so World Series will be the next step, and I hope I can be in a really competitive team and have a good chance, because next year is a lot of rookies.
So if that's the case, I mean, this was the perfect way to end your time in Formula 3.
Yeah, I mean, last weekend in British Formula 3 was nice. Still one more race, Macau, 30 cars. The grid is very special. A lot of talented drivers, so one more to go, but in Britain it's all over now.
Right, Kevin Magnussen, you brought the curtain down on your British F3 season with second place in the final race here at Silverstone, and that's a result good enough to secure second place in the championship standings at the end of the year. Are you pleased to have been able to wrap up second this weekend?
Yes, I am. I'm happy to come back after such a tough year. To be able to walk away with a runner-up position is satisfying. You know, I've had so many bad races this year. I've had a lot of engine misfires, and I have had a lot of mistakes I've done myself. So to be able to walk away with a runner-up position is satisfying, I think. I've learned so much this year, and no matter what, it's given me a great experience, which I can take away to the next level.
I mean, you say there that you've made mistakes during the course of the year. Do you look at those mistakes as being things that make you better as a driver because you learn from them?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all these mechanical failures, they put me under a lot of pressure. You know, every time I had a mechanical failure, I fell back in the championship, so I had to push harder. And then I made a mistake. I made a few mistakes. And of course, I learned from that. I'm going to take it more easy next time. When I can finish second, you know, this today was the first time I've ever been on the podium without winning. I haven't been second or third this year at all. I think that's a lesson to be learned, that everything counts. You need to take whatever you can have, and be patient, and that's a good lesson.
So what does the future hold now? What's the plans for next season, or are you not thinking that far ahead just yet?
Well, we need to think about that now.
Rupert Svensson-Cook, you've brought the curtain down on the British F3 season with a podium finish to wrap it all up at Silverstone. You're happy with third in the last race of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I started fourth. I think the pace is evident that we had the pace to win the race, really, because as soon as I was past Lucas, I was catching the guys in front. But I lost too much time at the start. But, you know, beyond this, we were really fast. And, you know, considering we didn't score points in the first two races, when I started fourth in the first race, I had brake failure. So, really, it's been a disaster until this race. So, to finish with a podium is excellent.
You've taken race victories this season. Obviously, the aim at the start of the year was to fight for the championship title. But are you happy with the way the year's panned out as a whole?
Okay. I've always shown my speed. But I haven't had the results I wanted, so no, I'm not happy to finish. I think it's fifth in the championship. I'm not happy to finish here because this is not my true potential, you know. And I really thought, I think it's something like 8 podiums from the last 5 weekends. It shows our potential and our true pace. And I thought the quality was going to come to the top in the end. But when I had brake failure in the first race, we weren't able to show it overall in the championship. But I think everybody knows my speed and my pace, and I've been able to show that most of the year.
I mean, you've got a big test coming up. What does the future hold for you now? The season's at an end.
Well, I tested GP2 last week. This was very positive, and the team was great. And I was really happy with the car.